I'm talking with Eve LaPlante tonight. She is the author of several books, including Seized, American Jezebel, and Salem Witch Judge. Tonight, we're going to talk about her latest book, which is titled Marmee and Louisa, The Untold Story of Louisa May Alcott and Her Mother, and the companion to it, which includes the letters and diary entries of Abigail May Alcott, which Eve edited. It is titled My Heart is Boundless. Welcome to Around Cincinnati, Eve.
Thanks for having me, Barbara.
Well, I'm delighted to have you here. Part of the backstory that really spoke to me was that as a child, I remember eagerly anticipating a trip to the attic because there was an old trunk up there. And every time we went, I was always sure I was going to discover a treasure. But you actually did discover a treasure. So tell us why you happened to have access to this trunk and what was in it.
There were these trunks that came to my mother about 35, 40 years ago when an elderly aunt died. And they had come previous to that from another aunt in a previous generation. And that aunt was the first cousin of Louisa, the daughter of Louisa's closest cousin, Charlotte May. It turned out there were books that Louisa had sent to my great-great-grandfather and other members of the family. There were diaries and letters from the mid-19th century from Abigail's brother, a family Bible dated 1825 with Abigail's mother's name on it. Just a whole bunch of papers and documents. And that experience of finding these papers became the opening scene of Marmee and Louisa. And it was really different having these family papers because I'd done two previous biographies of earlier ancestors, and in those cases, there was nothing in the attic. And this kind of made the whole experience of writing about Abigail and Louisa May Alcott much more intimate and real.
I'm sure. I want to give listeners just a little background about time and place. Abigail May Alcott, Louisa's mother, was born in 1800 in Boston. Her ancestors had come to America in the 1600s, and through her mother, she was related to the Quincys. She was also a contemporary of Thoreau, Ralph Waldo Emerson, and Nathaniel Hawthorne, and she married Bronson Alcott at 27. Over time, much of Louisa's writing is attributed to Bronson's influence. In large part, what your book does is to enlighten us otherwise that it was actually Abigail or Marmee's influence. But first, if you would, tell us about Bronson and about what the day-to-day life was like with him for Abigail.
He wasn't home a great deal because he traveled every winter for several months giving conversations. And when they were together, the problem was that he didn't earn a living. He was very good at accumulating debt. So the kids were constantly hungry. They were homeless for the first 30 years of their marriage. And there was quite a bit of conflict. And then, as I said, he would often be absent for months at a time. Everyone sort of knows that in Little Women, Marmee's kind of the center of the family and of the world of the March family. And that was true for the Alcotts, but the gentility and the comfort of the March family is not representative of what Louisa May Alcott and her sisters really grew up with. And the parents, actually, Abigail and Bronson, on a number of occasions, openly discussed separating. So it was not a happy marriage.
Ralph Waldo Emerson sort of sums Bronson up, I thought, when he refers to his majestic egoism.
Yes.
So this was a man who was consumed with a particular philosophy and certainly didn't have much time or attention for his family.
No.
Tell us about Abigail. I think especially interesting to me were her early interests and what her education was or wasn't. What did she want to do with her life? And what were some of the events that were going on in the background of her life at this time in America?
Well, when she was growing up in the early 19th century, a young man of her class would get an education. Her closest brother got a Harvard education at the college and the Divinity School. And she would get a few years of dame school, which was sort of like preschool and early elementary now. And then maybe if her parents could afford it, which they could, they would have a tutor at home in music or French or singing or dancing. But basically, a young woman was prepared for a private life as a wife and mother, and her husband was prepared for a public life to make a living. So Abigail really chafed at these restrictions, and some of her peers did as well, like Lydia Maria Child. And, of course, later, Louisa May Alcott had extremely successful careers as writers. Abigail wasn't ever able to either teach or write, which were her two dreams. I think largely because in her 20s, she was caring for the little children of her deceased sisters. She had three sisters who all died soon after childbirth in the 18-teens and 20s. And then when she married Bronson, she had about 9 or 10 pregnancies over the next decade and the four daughters that lived. So she was terribly busy not only trying to make ends meet, but raising and educating these little girls. And she had all these hopes for them that they would have opportunities she didn't have.
In the background, this is a time when the abolition movement and the suffrage for women is also beginning to stir.
Yeah, well, in 1830, Abigail and her brother Samuel Joseph first met William Lloyd Garrison, and this is when the first great call for the absolute abolition of slavery occurred in the Northeast, and it was not considered socially appropriate to support this. Most people at the time supported the idea of colonization, sending African Americans back to Africa to some sort of a colony like Liberia. And the idea of just ending slavery and rendering people equal regardless of whether they had been slaves or not was really laughed at or scorned at the time. And Abigail and her brother Samuel Joseph May were early and earnest abolitionists, and they also both worked for the suffrage movement, which sort of went alongside of abolition for the next 30 years until the Civil War.
I think one of the really outstanding things that one learns about Abigail is that her life was so physically hard. They lived in 30 different places over that period of years. She had to parcel the children out to relatives at various times. She was always begging, literally, for food and rent from them. And among other things, took in sewing, eventually boarders, managed a water cure spa, became sort of an early social worker. And nevertheless, she had such a vision that she could share with her children. And in particular, she referred to herself and Louisa as grouped together. So how did Louisa adapt to this really hand-to-mouth existence, as Abigail describes it? And what did she do to help?
Well, I think all of the daughters felt a great need to make money from early life. And Louisa was probably the most ambitious of the girls. She was the second daughter. She determined at age 10 that she was going to do something so that she wouldn't be forgotten after she died, and she was going to ideally get rich and make her mother comfortable. This became her life's goal, and she did sewing and housekeeping, teaching, and all kinds of things in her teens and 20s, and then she was active in the theater, but couldn't make a living there, and finally began writing. Well, she'd wrote from an early age, but she finally began selling her work to magazines and making some money, enough to support her family better than they had been supported before. And ultimately, when she wrote Little Women in 1868, she was in her mid-30s. She just suddenly became rich because that was such a wild bestseller. So she was able then to give her parents and her sisters sort of every physical comfort. But I think that the consequence of the terribly difficult childhood that she and her sisters had had, there was always a lot of suffering as well. There were certain tragedies couldn't be avoided. One sister married and was happily married, and her husband died very young. And then another sister, May, went to Europe as a painter, and she actually had a very active career as a painter and teacher. And then she even married as well. So she sort of did both work and love by modern standards. And then, sadly, she died soon after giving birth to her first child. So it left Louisa and her older sister, Anna, to raise Anna's children and May's child, as well as take care of their elderly parents.
I want to thank you for both of these books because they certainly deepen my appreciation of Little Women and of Abigail / Marmee. But I also think readers will find it interesting as a contemporary kind of experience because women's lives are still very busy today. So it has that contemporary feel to it. Thanks so much for visiting with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I've been talking with Eve LaPlante about her latest books, Marmee and Louisa, the dual biography of Abigail Alcott and her daughter, Louisa May Alcott, and My Heart is Boundless, a volume of Abigail's letters and diary entries edited by Eve LaPlante, who is a great niece of Abigail May Alcott. You'll find more information about these books at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.